It's almost that time of year again to tour the hills, and this time it's a more family-friendly affair. The charity cycling event on September 24 is introducing a new 20km route for more novice participants, meaning families with kids can help raise money for Cancer Assistance Services of Halton Hills, CASHH. The 25km route we had previously was out of town and maybe a little less welcoming to novice riders, said Julie Rossell, a member of the event's organizing committee. The new, shorter route will take riders along flatter, quiet country roads, residential streets and urban trails, passing through Georgetown's old downtown and historic park area. There are also 40km, 75km and 100km routes. Each requires a minimum $100 donation on top of the registration fees, with proceeds going directly to CASHH. Each route has its own morning start time. The 100km route starts 8:30 a.m., 75km riders will depart at 9 a.m., the 40km bikers will start their journey at 9:45 a.m. and the 20km newcomers have the latest start time at 10:15 a.m. The charity drive will begin and end at the Trafalgar Sports Park. Participants will not be biking alone. Aid stations will be set up along the route to give riders refreshments. Roving repair teams will be providing assistance as needed. Participants can also expect draws for prizes as well as a swag bag with their registration. Riders are invited to a celebration with a barbecue and entertainment after the event. The deadline to apply is September 22nd. Those who miss the date can still donate. CASHH is a registered charity that provides services to cancer patients like transportation, help with medical equipment and respite care, among others. Event co-organizer Glenn McDonald, who is a cancer survivor, has used CASHH services. Same with Rosal's husband. Both volunteer for the organization. CASHH and every other cancer organization need a heck of a lot more money this year because their expenses are way up, noted McDonald. Visit the Tour the Hills website for more information.